One of the most important tools in system analysis and signal processing is a singular value decomposition. Unfortunately, this is not usually taught in standard linear algebra, but nevertheless, they play a very, very important role in these days. So we're going to do a brief review here. So taking any matrix, not necessarily square, any size of matrix, then you can always find two unitary matrices U and V, square of course, a unitary, in such that A can be written in a decomposition form, product form, or U sigma V star, where sigma is essentially a diagonal matrix, but because of the A matrix is not necessarily square, so they may have zeros and some rows and columns. But on a diagonal, they have certain numbers we call sigma 1. They're in diagonal forms, sigma 1, sigma 2, and so on. And those values are non-negative. They're usually arranged in descending order. So sigma 1 is the largest one, and sigma p, whichever dimension of the matrix is the smallest one. And they are non-negative numbers. And we're going to see that those singular values will be used to measure size of matrices, and also use it as system gains in the matrix case. And in fact, we can see that a sigma 1 is actually the induced 2 norm of matrix A. We're going to point out in a second. And we usually using special notation for the largest singular value and the smallest singular value. Usually the sigma over bar denotes the largest singular value, sometimes used right as sigma max, which is basically sigma 1, the largest singular values. Now sigma lower bar, under bar, or under bar, is denote the smallest singular values. Now usually this is used for square matrices, so then if it's n by n matrix, then sigma under bar is the sigma n. In this case, we use as the smallest single values, that which is the one that equals the smallest dimension of the matrix, for example, p, sigma p. So usually using sigma over bar and sigma under bar as denotes largest single values and smallest single values. And we can show, or actually all you need to do is to rewrite the equation of A equals U sigma V. For example, you write AV equal to U sigma, then you will end up with a set of equations, as if you look at it column-wise, you got AVI equal to sigma I UI. Now, unlike the eigenvalue equations, of course, you got a UI and corresponding to VI, it's not UI and UI like eigenvalue case. Of course, all the sigmas are positive. Now, in fact, all the singular values can be computed using using eigenvalues. And if you just do a little bit regrouping, you can see that all the sigma is satisfy the eigenvalue equation of A star A VI equals sigma I square VI, or in other ways, you can take transpose of A star UI equals sigma I square UI. In fact, you could use those equations to find sigma i's and vi's and ui's. And of course, numerically there are better ways of doing that. This is also standard in matrix analysis, so we're not going to deal with in very detail here.